that whatever raises the standard of life anywhere, it raises it everywhere. And whatever lowers it anywhere, lowers it everywhere.
Strangely enough, above the roar of the artillery and the whine as the shells go overhead, we can hear the whistle of the early morning birds.
You might have a spiritual experience while fishing, though it's questionable that any man is raised to spiritual heights when a 5-pound walleye has just flipped the hook.
Hear it now. The Columbia Broadcasting System and 173 affiliated radio stations present a document for air based on the week's news and the men and women who made it. All the voices and sounds you will hear are real and are presented as they were recorded in the heat and confusion of a world in crisis. Here is the editor of Hear It Now, the distinguished reporter and news analyst, Edward R. Murrow.
The last 5 days, rather than being a cohesive week of news, were instead 2 2-day chunks of news, with a great big handsome American holiday in the middle. In Korea, Matt Ridgway's troops continued to pursue the enemy. In Washington, the hearings on Asian policy continued. But for most Americans, it was Memorial Day. And this year, as every year since 1868, it was a day for hanging out bunting, opening up the amusement parks, washing down millions of hot dogs with more millions of bottles of soda pop, getting caught in traffic, getting blisters playing softball, getting caught in the rain, listening to speeches, and paying tribute to those who had made all this freedom possible. This is how Memorial Day 1951 sounded to our CBS stations out across the country. Here in New York, 100,000 people lined Riverside Drive as the parade passed by. There were the usual Memorial Day speeches, and they began and ended in Washington.
This day, throughout America, men and women and children pause in thoughtful memory of those who have given their lives.
In Peoria, Illinois, they didn't forget either. In Toledo, Topeka, and Tacoma, the ceremonies included singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, His truth is marching.
Most ceremonies ended with a salute to those who had paid with their lives the price of war. In St. Louis, a father takes his youngster to Forest Park Zoo.
The little monkey there? Yes. He did that?
Yes.
Is that a big one there?
Yeah,
looks like he went going swimming.
Yeah.
That big guy.
In Pittsburgh, a parade. Boston Sumner Tunnel had plenty of traffic. And so did the Indianapolis Speedway. After 500 miles of racing, the winner, Lee Wallard.
Am I happy? The winners go.
On a holiday, the kids wait in line to ride the carousel. The speeches are a little over their heads.
On this day of memorial, as a supreme sacrifice is being made for us once again, on the forest.
At Santa Monica, California, it's a perfect day for the beach. In Kansas, another parade. A picnic in the Illinois woods.
You want boiled egg?
I want a boiled egg.
Oh, take the egg back. Here you are, Junior. I got salami sandwiches, cheese sandwiches, crackers, and ham salad sandwiches.
And she says she couldn't talk.
Group singing in a New England town square. Those who lived dangerously rode the roller coaster at Coney Island. Along the midway, the barkers outdo each other.
Oh, a fine ride of a mighty good time. Look, what you say, what you... Oh, look at this one. Look at this.
Have a nice picture made. They last a lifetime. You take them and we make them. You laugh. We make the photograph.
Good night, dinner, everybody.
All right, showtime. They're alive and they're a fat lady, the fire eater. You're going to see Milo, the mule.
Another parade. This time, Seattle. People marched through Detroit's New York Central Railroad Station, too.
Your attention, please. Train number 44, the New York Special, going east for St. Thomas, Waterford.
They rang out the chimes in Philadelphia. And in Chicago, 35,000 saw the White Sox take their 14th in a row.
Hey, that's his scope, cut him. Ain't no bacon, that's his peanuts, hip.
Hey, Red Hot! Hot dog sandwich, Red Hot!
Millions crowded the highways for a pleasant family outing.
Wow.
Daddy, can I have an ice cream
cone? I want a hot dog.
Daddy, you buy me a hot dog?
Can't you wait till we get down to the store?
Well,
it's
oh, they keep
so
quiet, I think,
to have one. Anyway, you're having a nice ride, you start
yelling. You know how children are. You insisted on coming.
Hey, Daddy, watch out for that door. Cover the car.
Sal, you're going to have to start.
Why? What's the matter?
No, I'm afraid Jeffy's getting a little too restless.
Stop the car.
What's the matter with him?
He's got to go to the bathroom.
What'd you say?
He has to go to the bathroom.
What am I supposed to do, make one?
There's a gas station, I think, up ahead there. Maybe we can go there.
All right. Good morning, sir. Hey, where's the toilet, Mac?
The end of Memorial Day in a Midwestern town.
Captain Judd, retire the colors.
California's Hollywood Park, the horses ran as usual. Youngsters in Maine reaffirm their faith.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
No official estimate on holiday flat tires. In New York, an old favorite came home, the musical Oklahoma.
Story and photographs of Oklahoma for the reopening of Oklahoma on Broadway. Yes, sir. How many, sir? So, yes, sir.
Saw Charles beat Maxim in a title fight in Chicago.
The winner and still champion, Ezzard.
As it began, it ended. Memorial Day, USA, 1951, Washington, at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Listen to those mixed sounds of remembrance and rejoicing from the corners of this great land. It may have occurred to you, as it did to us, that one sound was missing. Somewhere, we should have heard the words of that old hymn, count your many blessings. Count them one by one. Today, United Nations Secretary General Trygve Lie suggested that the UN should make another effort to end the Korean War, approximately on the 38th parallel. Canada became the first country to offer a fighting unit, a brigade, to the UN for use against aggression anywhere in the world. Secretary of State Dean Acheson told investigating senators that a secret document produced by the State Department in 1949 was designed to cushion the shock should Formosa fall to the Chinese communists. He said there had been high-level agreement about Formosa, except for one case. When the military wanted to send a mission there, the State Department opposed this. Mr. Acheson returns to the stand tomorrow, and the questioning is expected to range far beyond the Korean War. The war itself, now beginning its 12th month, and almost dwarfed these days by the debate on how to fight it, continued without much respite for the men in the line. As of yesterday, the enemy line had steadied. The foe had dug in. General Ridgway was at the front over Memorial Day, and upon his return to Tokyo, gave this statement to reporters.
Never, I believe, have these communist conspirators, oh, that's what they are, given the world a clearer view of the values which they place on human life, of their unchanging determination to continue this utterly unwarranted, wanton use of armed force to achieve their ends, of the fate that would befall us and all other free peoples if they are successful in their purposes. With them, there is no compromise. For us, there is no choice.
In the Korean War, correspondents wear out almost as fast as soldiers, weapons carriers, and combat boots. For them, there is rotation, too. This week, one of the reporters this network sent out to Korea as a replacement had his baptism of fire. 25-year-old Robert Pierpoint, lugging a portable tape recorder, walked into an infantry line company's command post on May 17, the day of the Red Offensive. His oral diary of the next few days is a rare record of a human being's indoctrination to combat.